Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Going to be getting into Obama's address to Congress. Senator Byrd says Obama is involved in a power grab. The media will just point out this guy's a former member of the Ku Klux Klan. But we covered this a few weeks ago when the Washington Post reported the National Security Council is seizing all federal agencies basically under Homeland Security. So, this is dictatorship being set up. Seamless integration from Bush to Obama. So we'll be going over that too. We were talking to Sean in California, and Sean was bringing up the philosophers that the neocons follow from the Chicago Business School and Leo Strauss and his ideas. He was publicly an admirer of dictatorships, and they next us in with another PhD offered out of Harvard, where Kissinger works and where Obama was his underling, along with Brzezinski and others. We've had Dr. Peter Boyle on about that. He's one of the only PhDs to go through that. There's only one a year who actually turned against him, and it was open discussions about how they were going to set up world government and enslave everybody. We ought to have Boyle back on. But let's go ahead and go back to Sean, and so you can finish his point.
Well, essentially, I guess the only point I really wanted to raise is the fact that the irony of the Straussian position is that these guys seem to think that they are in touch with some kind of secret. But the main thing that you have to remember, I think, for everyone, including people who are actually wanting to make a difference in the state of the world, is that knowing a secret is different from actually doing something about the state of reality.
Well, if you read that philosophy, it's a mind game. It's just like when somebody says resistance is futile, you've already lost. The public's been trying to go, okay, I've already lost. It's inevitable. Notice their talking points from Obama and Pat Robertson saying he loves him and supports him. He says, God says Obama will bring socialism. It is good. New world order. It is inevitable. It is inevitable. It is inevitable. It is inevitable. You know, what does the Borg say? You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. And, that mind trick of Rove telling the press, reality is what we tell you it is. Right. Just like when the military is assaulting a position and they're broadcasting, we're not assaulting, we're here to help you, as they bayonet you. You know, the loudspeaker saying, we're helping, stand down. Weak-minded people will, it's like a Jedi mind trick. And they will just, you don't need to see his identification. These aren't the droids you're looking for. It doesn't matter. You know, I mean, they still say, there's been more editorials written I've seen lately. They're saying Alex Jones is insane. There's no New World Order. None of this is happening.
The problem there is that what Strauss would say in mocking you is that the burden of proof lays to you. Because already, you know, people are born into a situation. And it's very
hard. This is a mind trick. I say you're a sniveling, chicken-necked coward. We are going to get the information out with the real reality and get people to assess reality themselves, and you are going to be defeated. History shows all tyrants fall. See, it's an elitism. I've run into people who are minions of the New World Order, and they'll say, they'll laugh at me and go, is that really what you think? As if I'm insecure, as if them laughing at me does anything. It's a con game. These are just con artists.
Well,
all they are. They're scum.
They say all that is necessary is to deny, and also that, like I said before, the burden.
Well, this is mental illness. The country, the world's collapsing. They're collapsing it so they can rule a pile of dung. But in the end, they will fall. They're unhappy, sniveling pieces of trash. They're not in total control, and they will be defeated. I appreciate your call. They are mentally ill, drinking their own Kool-Aid. Okay? If they were true men of destiny, they would build up humanity. Because that is the true higher calling. They're not. They're weak. So they use evil to cheat. And they cheat themselves and their own progeny. They will be routed out.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with open calls, getting your take on President Obama's address to Congress, belittling the states, telling the public that it's going to be a great sacrifice, get ready for your carbon taxes. Joshua in Florida, you're on the air, Joshua.
Alex Jones, how you doing, my friend?
It's great to be here fighting tyranny. Great to be alive.
Fantastic. I called you a couple weeks ago about a 9/11 truth event we were having here. I wanted to give you a quick update, if I can. We had 40 people show up. We gave out about 2,000 DVDs. We got a fantastic response from the public. It's getting pretty hard to deny our claims at this point in the game. And I also wanted to tell you, this is pretty big news. Myself and about 10 other patriots were able to infiltrate a geopolitical summit at Florida International University and get some good confrontation footage. I just want to read you the guest speaker list. It was here. We had Dr. Francis Fukuyama, Dr. Robert Kagan, Praj Khanna, and Dr. Fareed Zakaria. What do those names mean to you, Alex?
Fareed Zakaria, that's the guy that's a Bilderberg minion and CNN propagandist. And again, if the people didn't have power, they wouldn't have their minions at every major university having summits called. They've been having it at UT for 2 years called New World Order. And we've gone and videotaped these where they go, we need to put people in FEMA camps. We need to get rid of the Bill of Rights or Al-Qaeda will kill us with mushroom clouds. And it's all just base propaganda.
Yeah, we got some fantastic footage. We were able to ask them some hard questions regarding the PNAC documents and a lot of stuff like that. Well, probably the most interesting thing, some of the actual panelists that were the professors that were asking questions, one of the professors in particular, Dr. Mark Rosenberg, he talked about his knowledge of a military coup to take place in 2012, and I did some research on him. He is actually a member of the Council on Foreign Relations as well.
You mean a CFR member was there admitting there's a plan for a military coup?
Absolutely. I want to send you the footage as soon as we get it together so you can put
it up.
Well,
don't send it to me.
We're putting it up on YouTube as well, but we wanted to give it to you. Maybe you could put it up on InfoWars.
Yeah, but it's key for you to build your own organization, your own websites. Yeah. Certainly we might be able to use it in some other way down the line, but don't wait. Just get it out and then put your own website up and build your group from that.
Well, we were working there. There's a group out of Florida International University called Federal Jack. They're very organized. They have their own website. And they've been posting all this stuff. We actually found out about it through them.
All right, let me stop you right there. This networking is key for our intelligence operations against the globalists, our counterintelligence operations. Fire out any websites. Do you guys have a website?
The Miami group is federaljack.com. And I visit there daily, and they have really good updates, and they keep tabs on what's going on in Miami. That's how we were able to find out about this summit. What we really want to do, what we're trying to do in the state of Florida is organize, kind of like have the Paul Revere deal, where if we hear any word that there's going to be some New World Order scum coming into town, we can, you know, get on the phone.
And that way, everywhere they go, when they're putting on their propaganda, you go and blow their operation by bringing up real issues.
Absolutely.
And then they'll go out of their script and look guilty and say incriminating things. Then you'll educate the faculty, the students, and others that are at these elite functions, and on top of it, then they will have pangs of conscience, and you'll see, there was a CFR member, Professor Castle, who now 3 years ago, in an internal secret CFR meeting, most of their meetings are, they sign non-disclosure letters, but it was so important, he recorded it, and he said, okay, you guys say you can bury people alive, pull their fingernails out, crush a child's genitals in front of their parents, which was a real case is why I was bringing it up. And John Yoo said, yes, the president can do whatever he wants. He's basically God. And so we're seeing rebellion against this tyranny, even within their own quarters, because a lot of these people in the CFR, it's now over 4,000 members, are people the globalists wanted to co-opt. And, I don't know what Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are doing involved with the CFR, but I've got it on good intel from people that know them from two different sources in Hollywood, that they've both seen my films. They've seen what really woke them up first was American Freedom to Fascism. I know somebody that met with them. I'm just going to leave it at that. And that they are aware of what's going on. And then suddenly she approached the CFR. I don't want to – well, this has been public before somewhat. I'm not blowing any cover. I'm sure the CFR knows. But it may even be an infiltration by her. She's in that Robert De Niro directed movie about – the rituals and things going on at Skull and Bones, the Good Shepherd. And so I'm not sure, but she's in all those Illuminati movies, but I'm just going to leave it at that. We're not sure about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, but give me the name, because I've heard that professor's name, the Rosenberg name. I want to get him on. Please email that to joeyv@infowars.com. And what's Rob's email? We have two producers. I Rob what? Just come on in and tell me. Rob D at InfoWars. Rob D at InfoWars.com. And so what's that professor's name again?
His name was Dr. Mark Rosenberg. And what was funny is he brought that up. He talked about the 2012 coup, and the speaker that he brought that up in regards to was Mr. Praj Khanna, and he as well is a Council on Foreign Relations researcher, and he just tried to play it off like it was a joke. So I really think, like what you said, maybe there is a little bit of dissension among the CFR members.
Because there is.
Even at that point, it's still compartmentalized, I believe.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's a pyramidal power structure. Mainly so they can spy on influential people, and then they have questionnaires for their members. They find out what their political view is, and it's kind of like a Masonic organization. They're kept on the periphery, and then it's the inner boards and inner bodies. that wield the real power. Appreciate the call, excellent points, Joshua. Let's talk to Mike in Arizona. You're on the air, Mike.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for everything you're doing for us down here. We're big supporters of you. And we see a lot of stuff happening down here in the city with an invasion of all the Spanish that are coming over here, and that's middle-class Spanish, that is. They're coming up over the border, which I've been noticing here at the rest areas.
It's most of the governors and mayors are now really living in the United States, in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, California, because everything's collapsing.
And
yesterday
you had a little thing on there on Carroll, Iowa, about Arcadia. Well, I grew up in that area down there. And you were saying that they were going to be doing some kind of operations down there?
Yes.
And those scumbags down there are targeting farmers that are 60 and 70 in that little town. You know, that's the average age down there.
Really?
Those are retired people down there in that area. There's no young people down that area. That's mostly people.
You know, they say, oh, we're not doing gun confiscation drills. I've been to countless of these events, and it says they're going to go door to door and ask if they can search the house and then go through their closets and cupboards, and they're looking for a gun dealer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the sergeant said it was, and, you know, now
that ain't going to happen down there, man. That county down there, the people down there are straight up heartland people, and they're not going to put up with that down there.
Well, you know, we learned about it from a guy putting out a YouTube video and playing the local radio station, and he lives in the town, you know, by it, saying, we don't want this. We got calls from people in the town saying they don't want it. And then I tell the news that, and they don't believe me. They say, no, everyone in the town likes it. But in the very article that they wrote attacking me in the town paper, they have the, quote, real gun dealer in town who they asked to take part in drill, saying, well, I didn't commit to the drill because I had more questions.
Do you have a name for who he is?
I mean, it's in the news article. I've got to dig it out. I actually talked to him yesterday. He refused to come on.
I know the sheriff down there in that county, in Carroll County, and his name's Doug Bass. And I've been arrested by him a few times down there through the years and for things that I've done. But besides that point, he doesn't strike me as that type of a person to take money from these scumbags that want to take our planet down. And we're pissed. And we're not going to let this shit happen anymore.
All right, Mike, I appreciate your call. I really appreciate your call there. Let's talk to Keith in Ohio. Keith, you're on the air.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here, buddy.
Yeah, I was just calling to talk to you about... I was listening to the news the other night, and I haven't been able to sleep for days. Our economy's crushed here, and what are they worried about is taking our guns. That's kind of depressing here.
I mean, specifically the news was talking about taking your guns?
Yeah, pretty much. They got all this legislation in there to take our guns, and they're not worried about our economy. They're worried about our guns.
Well, yeah, because things won't completely break down. Like when the police stood down during the L.A. riots and the Koreans were the only people that didn't have their neighborhoods burned down because they stood up there with their shotguns and rifles and fired at the looters who were firing at them, so the looters ran off in fear. The police stood down, and they'll do the same thing like New Orleans. They'll let things break down for a few weeks, and then they'll come in on the edge of the town. The first place they'll go is the middle-class areas. They'll knock on your door. They'll take your guns. They're trained for this. This happened in New Orleans. And then they will just let the looting continue. And then if any citizens try to get out of the city, they'll machine gun them, as happened in New Orleans. That's on record. And that's the plan, is letting things break down. And they can't stand it that we're armed, because they can't do what they did in Russia or Nazi Germany. I mean, they just really got a hankering to, you know, gut us and really go after us. But it's very upsetting for these scumbags that run things.
Well, all I can say is just keep buying them, putting them away.
Well, folks need to go out and also use their firearms. You need to go out and, you know, train with them to defend yourselves. I guess that's evil to defend yourself, though. I guess you should be like England, where if you break a vase over somebody's head who's trying to rape you, they charge you in your own home. here in the U.S. now, if somebody hurts themselves breaking in your house, they sue you, the courts then side with the criminals. Because criminals run the system. They want to protect their brethren, their low-level little friends.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you.
Right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
Let me focus on
the needle tears a hole
a few news stories.
The old familiar.
And I was going through my stack, a few things I meant to get to in the last few days that I haven't, because I've been so busy. And we're going to get into what Barack Obama had to say last night and continue with your phone calls. We have a state senator joining us as we continue to cover in a long series we're doing in the next few weeks. Been doing it for the last few weeks on state sovereignty being declared to the 10th Amendment and 9th Amendment. But yesterday I mentioned the fact that every few days I see articles about soldiers being cheated, soldiers being forced to take experimental vaccines that's illegal, soldiers not being given bonuses or college money they were promised. It just goes on and on. There's no honor among the leadership of the government. It's just, it's totally bankrupt. And it will collapse like Mexico. Soldiers still waiting for tour bonuses. This is USA Today. And the Pentagon has not started complying with a law requiring the payment of monthly bonuses of up to $500 forced to remain on active duty beyond their enlistment period, military officials said. So it's a draft on those that have already served and filled their contract. And they're cutting the health care for World War II, Korean War, Vietnam vets. That's been in the news. They've said, you know, they claim they were also going to pay for people's families' health care. They're saying no on that. It's just classic. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman acknowledged the five-month delay in paying the bonuses and said that the Defense Department is working on a plan to start paying the almost 13,000 soldiers currently in the stop-loss system. Here's another one. This is out of AP Yahoo News. Army charity hoards millions. Fort Bliss, Texas. As soldiers stream home from Iraq and Afghanistan, the biggest charity inside the U.S. military has been stockpiling tens of millions of dollars meant to help put returning fighters back on their feet, an Associated Press investigation shows. As many military families dealt with long war deployments and increasing numbers of home foreclosures, the Army Emergency Relief grew to $345 million behemoth. During those years, the charity packed away $117 million into its own reserves while spending just $64 million on direct aid, according to AP analysis of its tax records. And that's only one example. Look, the people that run the military, they like killing third world people. They like destroying and dominating and taking over. They're savage. And there's this culture of let's kill, kill, kill. Let's kill the enemy. You know, kill them all, let God sort them out. Yeah, kill you and let God sort you out. They don't care about you. They're there to use you. They're there to hurt you. You understand that? They will kill you in a minute and claim somebody else did it just to get a war going. And the sooner you realize that Henry Kissinger and all these people write books calling the military and police dumb animals. They revel in using you. They don't fight. They're the controllers. And, you know, there's so many of these military charities that when you study them and look at them, they're keeping most of the money for themselves. And it's disgusting. Remember United Way and a couple other charities got over $3 billion from 9/11 and then didn't give but less than half of it to people. And to do it, they had to sign away their rights not to sue the government to get that money. So they took citizens' donations and then kept most of it, but then gave the rest with strings attached. Remember what happened with the Red Cross after the Oklahoma City bombing? Millions of dollars was mailed, and the Red Cross, quote, took over sorting the mail and would cash the checks in their name, even when they were written. This was mainstream news, to family members. It would be written directly to somebody saw on the news, directly to their P.O. box, directly to their home. And the Red Cross didn't just steal the donations. They would sit there and take donations that didn't even have their name on it. That was in the Daily Oklahoman. And the Red Cross gave a lot of the money they got of the billions to gun control groups. And I told people on 9/11, don't give your money to the Red Cross United Way. You know, I've studied charities that I found out are pretty good, Meals on Wheels, but now they're using that to spy on the old people. It's been confirmed and kind of report on them and, you know, bring in social welfare, the elder care. So anything good gets taken over. Most of the money, I think it's like 85% of the money you give to Salvation Army ends up getting there. Though we just offered to donate a bunch of expensive furniture to, you know, they always advertise they want it to the Salvation Army, and they wouldn't come get it. But I hear the ads every day. Give us your furniture, give us your cars, give us your refrigerators. So I said, okay, come get all this stuff. And they just said no. So just pretty sick. Come back, cover more news, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Phase one of the insiders' plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it all away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it all away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
All right, we're We're back live. Yeah, think about that. The globalists stole two elections for George W. Bush on the record. Supreme Court appointed him. And then this elite supposedly then just let Barack Obama get in when they've got their electronic fraud machines in over 40% of the country now. I mean, do you really want to be suckered by this? Barack Obama is their man. In fact, they put Bush in to play the part of the little goblin and to then bring it out of the mainstream media, the secret arrest, the torture, the lies, the corruption, to then give you the savior. And it's with this savior that they're making their full move into world government. I'm going to do a news blitz right now and then your calls. I do want to encourage all of the listeners to remember that the Obama Deception is on sale now at theobamadeception.net or Infowars.com. Coming up in only, 18 days from now, it will begin shipping. And that will, 18 days will be here in the blink of an eye. So get your order in now because we're going to ship them out in the order they're received. And so the very first orders that will go out will be shipped out to those that have ordered first. And I want to get these out as quickly as possible. That's why I've been racing and working till midnight, 1, 2 in the morning, every evening, 7 days a week. Seeing my family about 2 hours a day, and believe me, I love being with my family, but I have to do this, and I have to make the film be powerful, so I can't rush it out and not have it be excellent. So we've been putting just extra work into it, and the film is almost done, and it's going to be sent off and be mass-produced early next week. So I hope everybody will order The Obama Deception at Infowars.com. And while you're at it, get to the new great film we're carrying, Eye of the Phoenix, America's Secret Beginnings, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. Amazing film, available at Infowars.com. The Money Masters and all the other great books and videos we carry, not just my 21 films. Truth Rising, Terror Storm, Endgame, Fabled Enemies. Toll-free number to call. You can ask about the discounts and get as much as 75% off on my films, T-shirts, books, materials. It's all about spreading the word. So be sure and ask about the specials. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, and your purchases also make this transmission and broadcast possible, so we thank all of you out there for your support. You know, I have become so acclimated to the fact that the government openly has put out Pentagon plans to forcibly microchip the American people, and now it's even been mainstream news. I have become so acclimated to the fact that the globalists by design are collapsing every major nation in the world, that Mexico is now in civil war, that Texas is now under civil emergency, the border is under martial law. We had a state senator on yesterday. A society with 100 million people is collapsing just south of us. The stock market is plunging today right now, continuing to plunge every day. Most people I know who have college degrees or educated are losing their houses. Most people I know are losing their houses in Austin. There's no one there to buy them. And this is supposedly one of the best cities in the country to be. California, Michigan, Florida, places like that are in free fall right now. They're openly building FEMA camps, openly saying they're going to use 20,000 U.S. troops against the American people. Army War College says they're training to engage the American people. They're doing gun confiscation drills everywhere, house to house. And then newspapers have the nerve to claim we're making this up and to say we're fear-mongers. I mean, go watch my films. I said they would have a contrived economic collapse through the derivatives market, specifically in the subprime mortgage, is what they would blame it on. And exactly what we said 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 2 years ago, it's all happening. We know what's going on. This show, the guests we have, the information, it's all I do is interview experts of every facet, constantly read documents, constantly read news, constantly read legislation. And I'm just pretty much sitting here calmly as Rome burns around me. I'm not evacuating. I'm expanding in the middle of it. And if the people would just wake up to how bankrupt and how illegitimate and how criminal and how just overtly tyrannical the scum that masquerades as the government is, and the corporations that control it like a puppet, a hand puppet. You know, let's get past Obama. He's literally the little hand puppet stuck on there, the little smiley face. And I'm like, look, do you notice there's an arm beneath him? The special interests, the big banks, the lobbyists, all his lies, going back on everything, expanding the torture, expanding the secret arrest. Headline, Bush, Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. Reuters. Reuters headline, abuse intensifying at camps. And I talked to, quote, liberals, they just want to feel good and walk around like they're, everything's fine. See, they perfectly bring Bush in, he tears everything up, acts like a scumbag, then they give you the smart, well-spoken, you know, intellectual, sell him, the media claims he's God, puts halos on him on the news, I mean, it's ridiculous, and says, he'll fix it. I know stuff's scary, he'll fix it. People say, okay, I'll do whatever you say, fix it. And instead, he is in the same course, same direction of George Bush, except Bush had the throttle down about 70%. Obama literally slammed the throttle down all the way in the ship of state, and that wasn't fast enough, so he went in electronically, took the governor off, and now the engine's just blowing fire out the back, it's going so fast. I mean, the skin on our faces is shaking and pulling back like we're astronauts reentering orbit, as we just plunge like a meteor straight into tyranny, and there's just people going, oh, I love Obama, oh, I love him, oh, oh, he's so good, Obama, Obama. Meanwhile, the Republicans are all, how dare him have secret camps? How dare him expand government? How dare him do all these bad things? Meanwhile, you were the guys cheerleading Bush, going, Bush, 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 the government's gonna save me from Muslim extremists. How do you like it now? How do you like it? Who are you worried about? You worried about the bankers in Washington? Are you worried about the man in the cave that made NORAD stand down and had Building 7 fall when nothing hit it? Who they admit's a CIA asset going back to Timbuktu. I mean, it is ridiculous. We are being financially, economically conquered with the military carrying up the rear because the elite can't allow the American people to take the government back because then we would prosecute these criminals. That's the thing people don't get about tyranny. The aim is to steal and loot and dominate and to use social engineering to suppress the public so that the criminal overclass never is brought to justice. I remember 2 or 3 years ago talking to the billionaires in Austin and, you know, the well-to-do people that live in million-dollar houses and think they're members of the elite because they get called to breakfasts with federal senators and they know Bush and have shook his hand and all this. They'll waddle around and, you know, pull up on their Harley Davidson. I'm not bashing Harley Davidsons, but it's just they're always on a Harley. They'll pull up some 50-year-old lawyer and go, I'm doing just great. And, yeah, so what if they did 9/11? That's, yeah, you got to get tough to get the oil. I'm like, you're doing great with the stock market right now, aren't you? Well, they're going to implode that. And, you know, it's this attitude of, yeah, it's about oil. We're an empire, but we rule it. Oh, you think you're part of the elite. You think you're part of the winning team. You are nothing to them either. The minute they can rob you blind, they will. And they just don't want to kill you to save the little bunny rabbits and the bees and the whales. They want to kill you because that's what elites do. You know, the Romans went all over Gaul and Germania and what's Austria and Germany and France today. And they would go in to the areas and kill all the men, kill most of the women, and take the good-looking women and the healthy children back to Rome. And they had handbooks on how to do it. Handbooks on how to lie to them, how to even get them to lay down their arms. Then they'll use a minor infraction to renege on their promise because they wanted the terror. They wanted to have the people who they were going to face know they were going to be killed. See, you don't understand that, though, some of you out there. So let me tell the police and the military and everybody else something. You can rationalize all day. You can post comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet going, yeah, I'm in the military, and we're going to put you people in FEMA camps, and we love it, and even post your handle to your Facebook, and there you are in your military uniform with a shaved head on a power trip. Listen, punk, you've been injected with time-delayed DNA programs, microplasms coated with viruses that are going to trigger and give you cancer between the age of 40 and 55 when you're no longer of military service. And when you're dying of the bioweapons implanted in your body, I know you're too mentally weak to even admit we were right then. You have always been weak. You have always been evil. And so you are with your father. It's what you want. It's what you get. Who did that song? Kind of that techno from the 80s. This is what they want. This is what they get. This is what they want. This is what they get. YouTube that. I bet you can just say, this is what they want. This is what they get. It was in a great sci-fi, low-budget B-movie in this dystopic future after nuclear war. And there's a, this guy's a commando, and he brings back to his girlfriend what he thinks is a repair droid he finds out on the wasteland, and it's really a killer droid. You seen that? Actually, you have stuff like that now. It ends up injecting him with the chemical weapon, but it gives you a nice hallucination of pleasure as you die, and he sees the kaleidoscope, things crawling around in his apartment. This is what they want. This is what they get. This is what they want. This is what they get. Get. You are going to get it. You're into death and skulls and murder and being tough and winning. Well, don't worry. Those above you are even more into it, and they hate you. They hate you as you serve them. And they're afraid of you. And so they're going to fly over you and spray you with the 2009 equivalent of Agent Orange, the DU. You're going to breathe it, and you're going to love it. Some of the news, you know, here's that Daily Times Herald hit piece, National Guard unit scales back plans, won't train in Arcadia. And there's all this doublespeak in the article. But they basically say everybody loves it in the town. Everybody wants it. You know, it's not gun confiscation. They're just going door to door to ask if they can search the houses and look in the covers. And they're just going to set up roadblocks and block in the town. But everybody in the town loves it. And then they've got the one guy they asked to take part in the drill. And he's quoted Tony Vonnegut, I believe you pronounce it. I really feel sorry for the National Guard having to justify their actions. Tony Vonnegut, who'd been asked to play the suspected arms dealer in the drill, said he didn't commit. This is supposedly their star guy, and he didn't commit. Thought the whole town's for it. Because he wanted more information. The guard had planned to hold a town meeting Monday, March 2nd, to explain the exercise, and that's for volunteers. To me, it was totally innocent, said Vonnegut, who was a real-life gun dealer. Yeah, they were going to practice taking over, getting in there, getting those... I mean, come on, folks. But things got ugly real quick. I got calls from North Dakota, Washington, Illinois, Ohio. It really had me concerned. My guts were torn up. I mean, I had people calling me, telling me to evacuate the city. I was thinking, this isn't even funny. This is wild. I talked to him yesterday, and he's like, look, my son was in Afghanistan, and, you know, the military's innocent in this. And I said, sir, look at your gut. Have you heard about them announcing how they're going to use 20,000 troops in the U.S. to engage the American people? He's like, no. And I said, you have internet? I said, it's Washington Post, Army Times. He's like, huh? And I said, have you gone to YouTube and just Google Police State 2000 and watch Marines and Army training to confiscate our guns? I mean, it's them saying it on video. And he said, I'll look. Call me back in a few days, and I'll look at coming on. But I want to find out specifically. In fact, call him back today. Because I want to hear his side of the story. I'm sure he's a very nice person. That's the other issue. People say our government isn't evil, our troops aren't evil. They know they're not. They're compartmentalized, and they're given false pretext, false ideas in compartmentalization, kind of a false script of why all this is being done. But we know the real script. This is what we do. This is what we study. That's why we can continue to predict the future over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. This is why we have the track record. This is why 3 years ago when they announced that Bernanke was going to be replacing Alan Greenspan coming up in 6 months, I said, you watch, they're going to implode things under him. And I said, subprime mortgage. I made a film about it. It's called Endgame. A film released a year and a half ago. A film shot 3 years ago. Took me almost a year to make that. I mean, it's not revelation. It's not like God's beaming it down into my head. It's what they say they're going to do. And the military is training to take your guns. Speaking of the military, this is only one little purchase going out. This is 84 Riot equipment. Notice that's the code number. It's called 84 Riot, Rex 84. Solicitation number W91QF4-09T-0005, Department of the Army, Army Contracting Agency, North Region, location ACA, Fort Leavenworth. And it is $6 million for riot gear for the National Guard, which has now been federalized here in the U.S. And I remember 7 years ago reading with the Army's website and showing it on my local TV show and on radio and posting it on Infowars.com and other sites, the 3 1-million-man FEMA camps. And they said it was for the American people. Now, again, somebody ought to go pull those articles back up and republish. People are like, what camps? What's going on with camps? I mean, we only have, they put out the bids for these things. And, you know, we can hold them up and you can call the Army if you like. In fact, they got a phone number on here. Would you like to give them a call? Would you like to go there and talk to them? I can give you the phone number if you like.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
really happening here is a private inner group of central banks are gobbling up even some of the mega banks that have been their front companies, insurance companies, and other healthy banks. They control the federal regulators. They have total secrecy. They have unlimited amounts of capital. So this is not nationalization. This is hijacking, grand theft, privatization. Here is AP. Big banks get ready for stress test. Ah, the White House run by Wall Street bankers. They're going to go in and take over the banks. You got to love it. While the Obama administration begins conducting stress tests on the nation's biggest banks to judge whether they can hold up if the recession were to worsen, you mean the depression, there was fresh evidence of weakening housing market with sales of existing homes falling unexpectedly last month, the lowest level in nearly 12 years. Banking regulators plan to scrutinize the final conditions of Citigroup Inc., Bank of America, and more than a dozen other institutions that have received billions from the Treasury Department's $700 billion bailout plan. See, another lie. It's $9.7 trillion. The test will help regulators decide, you mean the elite bankers who are now in the White House, will allow the elite bankers to decide which banks to rob. I'm sorry. The test will help regulators decide whether the banks have sufficient capital and the right mix of it to withstand any additional shocks in the economy over the next 2 years. The test will also help regulators decide whether the banks may need additional assistance. That means federal money going into it and the bank being handed over to other private banks so that they can carry out the critical mission of boosting lending to customers, a key ingredient to the economic turnaround. Oh, yes. So the banks and the media bad-mouthing the economy to drive it down so they can carry this out. On the housing front, the National Association of Realtors said Wednesday that sales of existing homes fell 5.3% to an annual rate of 4.49 million last month from 4.74 million units in December. It was the weakest showing since 97 and well below the slight rise in sales the economists expected. Continuing, here's another one from AP. Mass layoffs increased sharply last month as companies cut costs amid worsening recession. Employers took a large axe to their payrolls in January, the government said Wednesday, and the cuts are likely to get worse over the next few months. The Labor Department reported that mass layoffs or job cuts of 50 or more by a single employer increased to 2,227 in January, up almost 50% from the same month last year. That's 2,227 single employers that cut at least 50 jobs. You understand? So that's 50 times 2,227. January was a bad month for the labor market. Companies from a wide range of sectors announced tens of thousands of layoffs, including Home Depot, Inc., Boeing Company, Pfizer, Inc., and Caterpillar, Inc. Not all of these cuts were reflected in the government's mass layoffs report, which counts actual firings as reported by layoff workers seeking unemployment benefits. Many of the layoffs announced in January will take place over time, meaning that the department's mass layoff figures will likely keep increasing. So, meanwhile, Iran, this is out of Reuters, says no slowdown in its nuclear work, which the IAEA and the UN says is completely peaceful. Israel responds by saying they may attack them. So that's what we got there. We've got, coming up at the 8 after, a guest joining us who is Senator Randy Brogdon. And then we got William Engdahl coming up as well, F. William Engdahl, so stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.